What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from someone who really lived it. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back. I am your host, Chandler Wooten, former linebacker, team captain, and NFL vet. And today we got another good one for you. Everything from SEC Media Days, what stood out to me, and what it could mean for Auburn moving forward as we head into fall camp. So let's get into it. First off, I want to start with the players before I get into head coach Alex Golish. So first and foremost, I'm going to start with Champ Anthony. And I thought, you know, Champ was really, really poised. And that's probably the first word that kept coming to mind every time I heard him speak. Like, this is a young man who is extremely, extremely poised. And, you know, one of the things that stood out to me, you know, right away he was asked, you know, what are kind of some of your personal goals, you know, as you head into the season? And it wasn't, you know, anything attached to accolades. It wasn't anything, you know, attached to, you know, national championship, anything like that, which of course I know he desires, but it was just simply to finish the season healthy. Like, I could feel the gratitude through the screen, like watching, you know, him speak. And so I just know he's in store for some big time things. And as he got to speaking, you know, I'm hearing him speak. And of course, like I said, it's poised, but as he started to get into it, one of the other things that stood out to me was him talking about versatility, which is especially back there on the back end, not only key, but really a hallmark for this defense, especially heading into this season, because as it stands right now, there are quite a bit of guys back there who are, you know, going to play and are going to be needed throughout the season. And so it's not going to be just a, this is our starting five, you know, our top five, six guys, and this is it. Like, that room back there is deep, and there are a lot of guys back there who can play multiple positions and can move around a little bit. And so he started talking about versatility and how, you know, he's not just a safety, he's not just a corner, but it's going to be dependent upon week-to-week matchups. And so I thought that was very interesting because we know this defense is going to be very multiple, right? Like, be able to do a lot of different things. And so I think that's just one thing that we should probably keep an eye out on, like just how much guys may move around back there, you know, especially dependent upon matchups. And so I thought that was something that was very interesting. And I think probably the most important thing that I got from when he was speaking was he said one of the things I've been speaking on, you know, for a very long time, like, it's never been about talent. And so when he started saying that, like, my ears perked up and I was like, hold on, where are you going with this? We talking the same language. And then he started to say, you know, this is probably not probably. He said, this is the closest team, you know, he's been on since he's been at Auburn. And so I think that really spoke volumes because Alex Golish and this staff have put a lot of emphasis on, you know, brotherhood, being together, having a tight, close-knit group. And so he started, you know, going down the rabbit hole of how, you know, the guys are always up there at the facility together, you know, all day hanging out, always at each other's houses, which is crazy to say because, you know, back in the day, we was going to each other's room. We going to, you know, we going down the hall or going up one floor and going down the hall or chilling in the, you know what I'm saying, just South Donahue. These boys all got cribs now. But, you know, they chilling at each other's house. And they're building that team chemistry, that camaraderie. And so he said, this is the closest team that he's been on. And, you know, that message has been echoed throughout. And so I think that's big time, especially as we head into fall camp. You know, that's also another time of, you know, this preseason process where, you know, a lot of team building is done. A lot of, you know, togetherness is built. Trust. That's another word that kept coming up. A lot of trust is built. And so the fact that, you know, all of these guys are saying and reiterating that they genuinely love being around each other. And like, you can sense that the bond and the relationships that they are building and have built are special. And so I think that really speaks volumes to the leadership. And, you know, that's not easy coming in with a new head coach, you know, the third coach in 5 years. But I also think that speaks volumes to DJ Durkin because, you know, this is a guy who, you know, helped maintain a solid foundation, especially on the defensive side of the ball. You know, that was, you know, another thing that he alluded to was, you know, I think he said, you know, it is what y'all think it is in regards to a question, you know, about DJ Durkin and how important he has been to, you know, helping retain guys and, you know, keep guys, you know, at Auburn, which is something we already knew, but basically confirming, you know, a lot of guys, especially on that side of the ball, wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him still being around. So I thought that was also interesting. So, you know, all in all, when it came down to Champ, I thought he, you know, he was phenomenal. Like I said, very poised. You can tell he's very well-spoken. And, you know, I'm just excited to finally see him healthy, man, and, you know, display his skills. Because, you know, just from the glimpses that we have seen, the kid is special. He could play. And so I'm excited to see it, you know, as the season unfolds. You know, up next, we'll head and get into Alex McPherson. And, you know, this is one that really struck me because, you know, I've been talking about it for a while and how excited I am about it. But him just confirming, you know, and hearing it from himself, you know, like I'm back pretty much. Right. Like I'm back to where I was before the injury, you know, before his medical situation. And, you know, that's like I've been saying for a while, like that is a complete game changer for us. And him just, you know, saying like, I'm, you know, back to where I was before, even before this. And, you know, I finally got my strength back and I'm all the way back. And like, that's all I needed to hear. I'm good. I don't need no more. And, you know, somebody asked him, you know, what his range is and whatever, wherever they need me. Before we came down here to Tampa, you know, I hit a 60 yarder. And so obviously not a game situation, but just to hear that, you know, after, you know, seeing him in the spring game and continuing progress throughout the summer, like that was big time for me. And, you know, I'm excited for him just because he has been through, you know, more than 99% of college players go through. Like that's not an easy situation. And so for him to be up there smiling, you know, having his confidence back, like that was awesome to see. And he also too echoed, you know, kind of what Champ was saying as well, as far as, you know, this team just being much closer than any team he's been on. Like that's probably the biggest thing I keep getting from all of them speak, you know, especially from the guys who have been there. Like this is the closest knit group that they've had, and that chemistry, you know, is different this year. And so I think him comparing, you know, the situations he, because this guy has been through, you know, three head coaches, some interim head coaches, you know, different position coaches, medical experiences, like he's been through it all. And so for him to go up there and say with his chest, like, this is the closest team I've been on. And, you know, the relationships that we built, like that's been the biggest emphasis for us. Like, to me, that says, you know, the culture is changing, the culture is shifting, and that is how you win, and especially in the SEC, like winning within the margins. Because like I keep saying, like everybody keeps saying, talent was never the issue. We just weren't winning in the margins. We lose these big time football games in the margins where other teams excel. Like that's where we take our foot off the gas. When other teams don't beat themselves, that's when we beat ourselves the most. And so all of these things in the small details, a lot of that is trust. A lot of that is relationships. A lot of that is attention to detail, you know, your culture and things like that. And so to hear that these things are and have been corrected, music to my ears. And so I thought that was extremely big time. Lastly, but not least, for the players, let's move on to quarterback Byrum Brown. And I think for Byrum, the biggest thing I got from it was a quiet confidence. Again, well-spoken, very poised, mature, But, you know, just being a former player, I can tell when a player is like sick and tired of certain questions and sick and tired of certain statements. And like, I can just see like he's pissed off and he's tired of hearing the questions and all the statements about, you know, how will the transition be from a school like USF to a school like Auburn, or, you know, your throw motion this and your throw motion that. And, you know, obviously he won't come out and say it, but I know that's fueling him. I can see it in his eyes. And, you know, hey, they can keep doing what they're doing, because I at this point, I'm very confident, especially after media day and hearing him and Alex Golish speak about the offense and, you know, all the nuances. I think it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, how much fire he plays with, how he responds throughout the season to maybe even some criticism. But just from a player to a player, I can tell he is very sick and tired of, you know, these questions. And I know he cannot wait to prove people wrong. Why? Because he said, "I can't wait," more times than I could count while he was speaking. And that's probably the biggest takeaway I took, because he could not stop saying, "I can't wait." And that's how I know he is itching and he is like chomping at the bit until we get to, you know, really put on some pads and play it versus a different opponent. And so, yeah, especially, and then another key aspect into it too, as well, is, you know, he talked about his confidence as well, as so, and so did Alex Golish. But, you know, coming from a different school and you're coming to a place like Auburn, and there has been so much controversy, you know, around the quarterback position, you know, so many ups and downs, and, you know, maybe not even maybe definitely underwhelming performances and, you know, some unfortunate situations. And so you couple all of that in with coming to a new place, you know what I'm saying? A team who is now on their third head coach in 5 years, a fan base who was itching to win, you know, a school with so much tradition and culture. And then you get into the spring and you're out there with, you know, a bunch of new faces. Some guys, yes, came over with you from USF, but still a lot of new faces, a lot of guys learning a new scheme. And you're over there playing against a defense who was well-established and, you know, for lack of better words, they're kicking your teeth in for the most part. So, yes, that would do something to any person's confidence naturally. And naturally coming to a new place like that, like you take a step back and it's like, yo, I'm coming in, put my head down. I'm coming here to work. I want to be respected. You know, I'm going to earn my respect. And as far as the guys that have been there, you know, they got to see that. And so I think all of that coupled in with each other, you know, with him going throughout the spring and going throughout the summer, gaining that confidence, I now think he's at the position and now he's at the point where he's arrived. And now they are getting the best version of him at the right time as we head into fall camp. And so now he's going to be heading into camp in an offense he's familiar with. And I think another interesting thing is, you know, he kind of spoke on being familiar with the offense, but how comfortable he is and how they're going to be, you know, for lack of a better word, expanding, you know, maybe the concepts of the offense, you know. And so I thought that was very intriguing, because I think that's one key thing people may be missing when it comes to what we may be able to do on offense. Because yes, this is a offensive guru. Yes, he's brought his quarterback over. You know, they have continuity with the center position, some playmakers on the outside as well. But you're talking about a coach and a quarterback who are adaptable, and especially a scheme that's adaptable. And so when they started talking about, you know, maybe different concepts and expanded concepts, you know, it made me start thinking like, yeah, like we're going to see some stuff we haven't seen before. And so I think that's going to be very interesting, like, especially, you know, where we are and we may be the underdog in some of these games. Like, I really think like coach is going to come out firing on all cylinders, and we're going to see a lot of things we haven't seen, a lot of nuances we haven't seen, some concepts we haven't seen. So I think things are going to be very, very interesting on the offensive side of the ball. Very interesting. And so, you know, I think all in all, when it comes to Byron Brown, like, one of the first words that come to mind is leader. Like, he just gives off leader, and that's what you want out of your quarterback. And so I think he's a guy that the guys want to follow. And I think he's a guy who's very motivated. And he talked about having that kind of like chip on your shoulder. Coming from a place like USF and playing at a place like Auburn, like, he's going to have that chip on his shoulder. And hey, I'm expecting big time things. So, you know, that's it for the players. And, you know, last but not least, Alex Golish. I thought he was phenomenal, to say the least. I thought he was phenomenal. And just the way that he, you know, he spoke, you know, the confidence that he had, and, you know, just kind of piggybacking off what I was talking about with Byron Brown, you know, one of the things he talked about was his offense, you know, kind of evolving. And so I thought that was very interesting because, you know, you do have your quarterback who you have been with since he, you know, he was 18 years old, another year in the system. And because familiarity, you know, with your center, Cole Best, you know, being that communicator, that guy who can, you know, correct things when they're wrong, or maybe, you know, make the right checks at the line, be able to communicate with Byron, be able to say, you know, hey, on the sideline, this is what I'm seeing, or, you know, hey, that's not right, we're supposed to go here with it. Like, that's big time. And so I think that's allowed us to be able to progress, you know, maybe a little faster than, you know, a program normally would with a new head coach, a new offensive coordinator, quarterback, center, all of these different things. And so I think that's going to be, you know, to our advantage. And so I think, you know, being able to add more wrinkles and nuances, like I said, it's going to be big time. And so I think we're going to see things, again, schematically that we just haven't seen. And so another thing that stood out with Golish for me was, you know, first and foremost, you know, saying everybody's fully healthy. Like, that's big time in itself. Like, I definitely had to make note of that when I heard that, you know, everybody's fully healthy. That's always what you want to hear as you head into fall camp. Like, now staying healthy through camp is another thing. It's going to be 15, you know, hot, grueling practices. It's not avoidable. This is something you have to go through. You have to go through. You have to go through those dog days in camp to build that callus, you know, for the season, to really find out who you're going to lean on, who you're going to trust, who can you depend on, you know, in those tough moments. And so we have to go through that. And so prayer is that everybody makes it out generally healthy. You know, you'll have a little bit of time, 2 weeks or so after camp, to kind of prepare for Baylor and get your feet back under you. But we got to go through that grind in camp. And so I think it's important and imperative that, you know, not only do we get after it, but we stay healthy. But hearing him say, you know, at least at this point in juncture, you know, where we are, everybody's fully healthy, I think that was big time as well. And then I also liked, you know, hearing him talk about, you know, the 2027 recruiting class as well, and just how it's came together and how they were so far behind. You know, they were a year behind, and they just made up so much ground in such a quick time period. And so that was huge. You know, he's kind of asked, you know, how big he sees the class being. And so, you know, just with this answer, you know, being the way it was, I don't really anticipate the class being too much bigger. You know, he kind of said that they filled, you know, all of their needs as far as this recruiting class goes. And so, first of all, like, that's tremendous, especially to go out, be a year behind, and pretty much get the guys that you want in the spaces and in the positions that you need. Like, that's a win. That's a W off season for us. And, you know, now we have to, you know, go and show that, you know, everything that we do is going to translate on the field. I mean, so the only way to really show that is improvement on the field and, you know, in the win column. So that's up next. So, you know, retain these guys through December signing day. And so I thought that was big time as well. And then lastly, I think it was just awesome to hear him kind of go through position by position, as far as kind of the questions he has going into camp. And, you know, he was asked for a position, but he kind of ended up going a little longer and kind of damn near going through every position. But he started with the offensive line and kind of talking about how that was the biggest question mark for him going into fall camp. And, you know, struggled early in the spring, and rightfully so. Like, a new unit, every guy new. And, you know, you lose some draft picks, you know, from up there from the previous season. You bring in, you know, a lot of different guys, new faces, transfer some young guys, freshmen, and, you know, you're out there versus, again, an experienced defense that is established in year three with a lot of guys returning. And so, like, that is tough. From day one, you're seeing, you know, exotic looks. And so that's tough. That's tough on the quarterback. That's tough on the line. That's tough on the entire offense. Like, you know, Alex Golda said, you know, he had days where he wanted to pull his hair out. And so, like, I know that was tough. That was tough. And so, you know, the offensive line has had to go through, you know, that phase of building that confidence. And, you know, he said he's very confident in that group, and as am I. You know, it's not about, you know, ability. It's just about, can that group come together? You know, he said they need to stay healthy. He wants to see, you know, kind of how that depth shakes out up there. And, you know, there's going to be, you know, that starting five, but how does that depth shake out, right? And so, you know, there's still a guard spot up for grabs as far as, you know, starting position goes. So I think that'll be interesting to watch as we get into camp. And then, you know, after he started talking about the offensive line, you know, after that, he moved on to the running backs. And, you know, he's interested to see how the rotation shakes out. And, you know, a key thing that I thought he mentioned was Jeremiah Cobb has completely changed his body. And so you're talking about a top three, you know, back in the league, one of the best backs in the country who has completely transformed his body. And you're up there talking about you're finna run the piss out of the football. I got excited. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I know he's about to ball. So, you know, just to kind of see how it's going to shake out behind him is going to be, you know, interesting as we get into camp. He moved on after, you know, the running backs to, you know, the receivers. And this is going to be a position group to watch very closely as we get into camp, because it's going to be a lot of opportunity for some guys, especially some young guys. And, you know, he said, you know, those young guys, you know, they got to come along because they're going to be needed, you know, this season. And so I think it's going to be kind of cool and interesting to see who steps up, who makes plays, you know, in camp and beyond. Because, yes, we have, you know, a guy or two at the top, so maybe some older guys, veteran guys. But after that, like, it's a lot of guys who have some opportunity to step up and really, you know, stake their claim. And so I think that'll be interesting. And, you know, he moved on to the defensive side of the ball as well, talking about how, you know, there is so much, you know, versatility on the back end with the when it comes to the defensive backs. But who's going to go where? And who's going to, you know, kind of push themselves to the front of the line? Like, yes, we have the depth, we have the talent, but it's going to be one of those things. Like, how does it shake out? Right. But the thing that probably made me the most excited to hear out the entire day, you know, from anybody was when he started talking about those linebackers. And he said that Bryce Dees probably had the best, you know, summer out of anybody on defense. And so I think it'll be interesting to see how we use all these guys, because we have depth at the linebacker position too. We just got done seeing that photo of Elijah Melendez. He's jacked. We know what Xavier Atkins is about. You know, DeMarcus Redick is finally fully healthy. And so it's going to be some guys that got to get on the field, man, so we can have some crazy packages where we got 3-4 linebackers on the field, where we got packages where we got so many defensive backs who are that good playing that well, where we have 6 DBs on the field, 5 D, you know. So it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out, man. And so I thought that was cool to hear. And, you know, all in all, I think, you know, it was just great to hear from him, and I thought it was phenomenal. I think they represented, you know, the university, they represented Auburn football extremely well. And, you know, at this point, it's really not too much more to talk about. It's time to go ball. And so when you step back and look at everything in totality, I love where we are. And, you know, it's going to be exciting. Let me know what stood out to you the most in the comments from SEC Media Days. Drop your thoughts. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And tune into the next one. And as always, War Eagle.